closed, but I'm going to let them know. And so, because they're coming in, they will do all the registration. They will charge $85. And if we get over 30 attendees, anybody above 30, we can register for free. So I'll be putting some information out just so you're aware. So
okay, we're we'll co-sponsoring. Take the 31st, 32nd, 33rd registration then.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. So that's it on training. Anything, Steve, that
no,
I've missed?
Thank you.
All right. The survey, Haley and Marilyn.
We did a conference last Monday with the board, and they're all on board to help us distribute and collect the surveys from the different counties and cities.
Good.
So,
and we got the
surveys back by the end of June.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, it's now going to depend on how soon Chris Hammond, Prosecutor Center, gets the survey sent out. So the end of June may be, you know, flexible.
Okay.
But we do have a contact list now for everybody in the office, because that's what Chris Hammond will need, is that contact list.
And Jeff Buman, I think, had a couple of questions.
We articulated questions. A few questions.
Yeah, and I was going to ask if you've got that. So
also
a contact list.
Joelle sent out some.
Yeah.
But we were also going to come up with questions to send. So.
Okay. So if what I need back then to send to Chris Hammond then is, you know, that spreadsheet that I sent out initially.
Mm-hmm.
So I need that completed with a contact person for every jurisdiction and their email. And then if you'll send me the questions that you guys came up with, and then do you remember what they were, just generally?
Well, I think it was the board. The UPC board was coming up.
Oh, right. Oh, sorry. I thought you meant you guys were. Yes.
No.
So what, I'm interested, what questions then did you guys talk about at SWAT?
You have to give Jeff.
Declinations was one. They wanted the number of declinations.
Right.
Costs of not.
Alternatives to incarceration.
Okay. Okay.
I think there was it, it might have been just those two.
Okay, but Jeff's
discussion.
Jeff Buman has
to. Okay, all right, I'll reach out to Jeff. Yeah, I appreciate him including that since I couldn't be there. Cool, and then as we said on the phone call, you know, we should get the results, I would imagine, by September-ish, which then we can go back to the
legislature. Here's what we know.
Yeah, here's what we're doing. What I didn't put on here, best practices. Did yeah. Jeff raise that?
We did agree to form a committee.
Okay.
And we decided that we were going to have a lot of electeds on there.
Mm-hmm. Rather than line attorneys, it's going to be more of the upper.
Mm-hmm. You know, and when I put together ours, you know, Marlise, I think, is the only one here that was on that, is we, you know, we thought about the electeds, but what the advice I was getting from Chris is that they have so little time. And that's what I did, but if the electeds are willing to be on that.
Well, you know, they'll just send somebody if they don't. But yeah. Jeff was also saying with the research he's done that a lot of the initial work has been done with the different
right.
standards across
right.
the country.
Right, 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 right. Yeah, there's going to be no need to recreate the wheel on any of this. So, all right, I'll reach out to Jeff and, you know, see if we can help him with that. Marlise, any highlights from your prosecutor report?
I put the report, obviously, is in there. April was almost entirely consumed by making sure that we got our crime victims conference across the finish line, and it turned out great.
It's awesome.
I've been focusing the AP 200 trainings on the bigger cities, municipalities, and so I'm coming back to Layton, which I'm excited to get back there. But,
nice.
And then I think I'm going to try and move it more, instead of going to every little small agency, to more of a regional focus for the smaller agencies, just for my own sanity and training and, you know, cost and whatnot. I've been training out of town the last 6 weeks in a row, and I'm starting to feel it. Yeah, I got home late last night. I'm starting to feel it. And just realizing, and Bob has been telling me this for the last year plus, and so has Tyson, you got to slow down. But it's hard, especially with law enforcement. When they say, hey, can you come? Like, I don't want to say no, you know. So I'm going to try and revamp that a little bit just for some office and out-of-office balance. And then UHP reached out to Bob and I followed up with them as far as a domestic violence scenario-based training, which they had a great go of it. You know, I gave some thoughts and insights, and I'm actually going to join them for that training on DV. Roadside DV, traffic stop turns into a DV, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and you think how many times have we had calls in where they're driving down the road and he's pummeling her.
Right.
I remember one case that we had out of Layton. You probably can remember the picture because of the picture of the lane. She's got blood just running down her face, you know. Right. And it was just traffic stopped, you know, and it's like, whoa. So, you know, of course it does happen, and so they're trying to train them.
And now, oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say, so now with concerned citizens to stop by and then shoot the the defendant.
Just have the bystanders stop by.
Right, and they just take care of it, right?
Yeah.
So then I put up upcoming, you know, events and the usual in there. We have had an offer, and I haven't had a chance to talk to Bob again about it since all the budget crisis discussion, but Julie Valentine with BYU, I've been connecting with her. She does a lot of work with trauma-informed response, and she has a brainchild idea of doing a briefing-size video to provide training, so like a 3-minute kind of a YouTube style for officers, which I think is fantastic. So we've been talking, but she has needs as far as funding. She can provide all the technical people there, you know, BYU, they've got all the studios and everything. But that would, if we go ahead with that, which I think we likely will continue with that discussion, it'll come out of HB 200 money, so it won't impact UPC's money, but I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of DV, Marilyn and I were talking to Tyson, and it wouldn't affect us for this year's basic, but Tyson might be able to increase the amount. Let me back up. Tyson subsidizes a good portion of basic already, but if we make it more, if it's more DUI focused, which it, I mean it already is, that he might be able to, for our fiscal year 21, so basic a year from this August, he might be able to increase the amount that he gets, which means we, you know, have additional funding for basic, which we could then maybe, you know, go back to subsidizing more. So just throw that out.
Scenario to follow with what Lisa's talking about. Maybe it's a DUI that turns into a DV.
Right.
And then that way we could
subsidize more.
Back to hotels.
I know, as opposed to camping at the KOA. Oh, yeah, I did throw that out. That's where we're going. Tyson, he is conducting a funeral today. That's why he couldn't be here. As you can see, he's 400 people, trained more, worked more than he did last year. So he's just doing some phenomenal issues. Moving on to number 7, IT issues. The grant, received our final grant amount. Journal's paid off, so...
Hey, have we sent bills out to the people who are using it?
We're working. Oh, yeah, that's...
Because I just asked for a new user, and I thought, I need to pay for that, and I thought, I think I need to pay for everybody, actually.
Yeah, no, those of you that have been on the committee, we haven't charged you for, you know, the first...
First period of time because of all the work you've done.
Right.
But we're going to send bills out as of July.
Oh, and going back to the budget is, if you notice, I didn't really address it, is we will get still some PIMS user fees this year, but then I did factor in the e-prosecutor user fees, so that was in there.
How many users do you have for e-prosecutor? Just curious.
Well, right now it's like, I forget, like 30, I think, right now, but it's the ones that are interested, it's going to push our 150 limit. And we're going to have to probably consider how we pay for the ones over 150, which our contract covers.
Yeah.
And that's a discussion we'll have to have in the next.
But the contract is the more users, the fee gets reduced, right?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good. Well, problem. Additional users plus 150. I can't remember what the schedule is, but I don't think it goes down from there until we get up to a whole lot more.
Okay. Do you want to talk about two-factor authentication, Ron?
Yeah, just really quickly, we have to go to two-factor authentication because of UCGIS rules and stuff and just security for them. And so we're just working on that. Ryan's on, Dewab County, who's already on us, has said that they're ready to go. Provo City said they're ready to go. I haven't got a response from South Jordan yet, whether they're ready or not, but I think they are. And Wasatch County will have their devices so they can be ready as of today, they're supposed to have them and be configuring them and be ready to go. Now, if everybody's ready to go, we can turn it on at any time. Once it's turned on and we know it's working, fine, because it has to work or they can't get into it. And it's really easy to do. It really isn't a tough thing at all.
I thought it was going to be a pain. It's not.
We've done it on the test one, and it's a matter of seconds to set it up. Once you set it up, it's another few seconds extra when you log in. So it's not really a big deal. But you do have to have that device with you. It's a secondary thing, the secondary login authentication thing. When we get that, as soon as that's set up and running, I will then move to get a bunch of other people on board to get them running live. West Valley City and Beaver County really are the first ones on, because West Valley City is very anxious, and their PIMS thing is getting really old. Same thing for Beaver County. Their PIMS server is showing signs of things. So I either install it on new servers for them on PIMS, and then come back and install the prosecutor. Just get a new prosecutor and forget about the PIMS stuff. So I think it's a lot more efficient to just get a new prosecutor as soon as possible.
Well, tell them they can't have it until they pay their PIMS fees.
Well, they have.
I know.
Well, actually, if it comes to some other agencies that we have trouble with, that might be on a talking point.
Right.
Because I think that's going to be important going forward. But I talked to the journal a little bit about additional licenses, and they said basically as far as they're concerned, they don't care who pays the additional if we go over 150, so it's up to us to decide how we do that over 150. But for now, it's not an issue. It won't be for this year, I don't think, but it could be. Because as more people see it's available, there'll be more people that want to and see how. I think it's really excellent program, in my opinion. More people may come on board, and we will probably exceed that 150 users. Oh, and Haley, just for your information, you had somebody at the conference that I went to, the JTI conference.
Yeah, Jeff Wilkins. He's our IT person.
And support.
Kimberly,
that's the winner. I talked to them and showed them eProsecutor. Demoed them eProsecutor, and they wanted to see that.
Yeah.
So just, you know, I don't know if you had time to talk to them, but it was really fun to talk to them, so I did. So that's in the works. So we may have some people that are using Journal come over to eProsecutor, and that's going to increase our license.
Right.
So at some point, we have to decide how that's going to be paid, whether another grant or whether everybody chips in, or just the agency that has more users chips in. I don't know yet.
But it doesn't have the link for our Spillman, and so we're...
That would be...
Well, it's going to have to, because we've got Spillman, too.
I know.
So do we.
So the cities that are on with us right now, Payson, Springville, and Spanish Fork, even though they wouldn't have to pay the $9 to $80 a year, I don't think they want to, because they don't want to fight the battle with their police departments to upload and enter the reports into eProsecutor. We have that link where in Spillman they just click and it just populates.
Yeah. So
they're working on that, I'm assuming.
It's not a project we've paid for. There's at least one agency, I think it's Sandy City, that's done doing with them a side project with that. Your IT created it. And that is an option, by the way. I talked to them at the conference, and they said, we can do that through the API and do it ourselves.
Mm-hmm. For another $80,000.
What you have to do is you have to have agreement to be able to connect to the police or with their system.
Spillman.
And then, of course, they'll have permission to connect to our side, and they just do the API.
Is there?
And it could be a programmer could do that for us rather than Journal doing it. But I talked to Journal also. They said that once they get it done for Sandy City, it'll be minor changes for every other office. They'd offer it to everybody for a very discounted price, but it's still talking thousands, not hundreds. I mean, we're talking probably around $8,000 to $10,000 per office to connect it to Spillman.
Yeah, we'll have our guys do it.
So if we have an IT people that are capable of doing that, I could get a hold of the API, and we could have some meetings to talk about that. But it has to be a side project. It's not included with the project, the contract we have.
Could you, because I know that Utah County is, what do they call it, JustWare, mm-hmm. is the server version of eProsecutor, right? Mm-hmm. They've already programmed it. Could we steal it from them? I mean, would they be willing to offer it?
There are some differences, but not
$10,000 worth of differences?
Probably not $10,000 worth of differences, no. Especially not per agency, because once you get it done for one agency that does it, the eProsecutor, it's fairly easy to leverage that to go to others. You'd have to make minor differences in, I mean, how it connects.
That'd
be nice.
We've done that before for other law enforcement agencies, and we haven't had a lot of interest in the state, but I mean, you know, our, of course, Schwartz, he's gone to different places in the country to show them, and we've shared it for minimal costs. And so, I mean, our guys, we got three programmers that just love that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah, and they would eat
the
up the
IT department at Layton, if it is not the best in the state, I would be surprised. In 20 years, I have never been left in the lurch. And let's just say I missed that. At 1 o'clock this morning, this past year, or this past week, I was really missing it.
Yeah.
Really not happy.
But so that's something we could discuss and maybe talk about, maybe a couple of different IT departments. I mean, Utah County has pretty good IT folks too.
Obviously, if they made the, if you made.
Well, I've worked with them when we were doing PIMS and stuff, and they're sharp. In Layton City, I've worked with them; they're really good. I haven't worked with too many others, but there's some really good, sharp IT people in the counties and cities that we might be able to leverage and get that done. So, if we want to, we can kind of pursue that, and then and I will talk with Journal and get the API specs.
We have two IT just assigned to Spillman at the Sheriff's Office, and they host the Spillman.
Okay.
And then one IT just in our office for just one.
Okay.
And Joab County piggybacks off of that. Steve Strong is our IT guy too, so.
So anyway, that's where we're at, and it's a matter of getting the two-factor authentication enabled as soon as every, I can't enable it until all four agencies using it are ready to go, otherwise they'll be locked out. Because once you enable it, they can't get in without it. So once they're ready, we'll get it enabled, and then I'll start, and then we're ready to just get it to everybody else that signed their agreements.
So the fee that they pay, just a question, is there a small percentage that goes to IT? In what they pay, so when the counties pay their license fee, is there like a small county that?
Well,
helps?
Actually, the fees, all the fees for e-prosecutor are paid by the grant.
The fee we're talking about is user fees.
Yeah,
those.
It's just
back
a user
to
fee
us.
That comes back to UPC to offset the cost of administrating it.
Okay, I was just curious.
Yeah, no, it's a good question.
And so that's basically, yeah, it's had a few problems, but they've mostly been. Everything seems to be pretty smooth, except for a few minor glitches that we're still working on.
Our June 1 launch date got delayed again. So
oh, dear.
Still not doing it yet, but we're coming.
Yeah, someday. It's getting close.
Yep.
What about the e-filing?
Like 3 years?
Is that, they said July?
Actually, they said they're getting Salt Lake County. When it works there, then they will put it into ours and it'll work for us too. But if it works for Salt Lake County, it'll work for everybody because that's, so they wanted to make sure that was troubleshot appropriately and they had all that worked out.
So I didn't hear what you said. Did you say we?
The June 1 launch date was a go until the week before. And then it got delayed to an unidentified future.
Okay.
The civil portion of your prosecutor?
Yeah. A real big, weird email from one of our people about that, about we shouldn't even be involved with it, and why are we subsidizing a Journal to create a civil partner? And I said,
I guess there was
a misunderstanding because we're not subsidizing anything. That
is
was
that
part of our contract.
Left?
That person is also on the council.
Okay.
So
I don't want to say anything too much other than that I sent out an email asking for clarification from everybody. And then receiving responses.
Okay.
To that.
All right. Well, then we'll table that.
Other than I've had several people I've talked to, have said that they're interested in having whatever we can get in civil as a civil module. It might not be as great as something else, but it'll be better than nothing.
Well, and I talked to Ron earlier. Yeah. It would be helpful for my office just to keep track of everything.
Yeah.
And be
just
able
to
have
a place to keep track of it. Yeah.
I mean, I assume the same space that we can upload things for our civil side too and can find those quicker. That would be helpful. I don't know if it's providing it. It's not going to be providing advice or keeping track of litigation. Things, but just kind of a helpful organizing.
So anyway, the civil side has still got some configuration stuff to do, but we hit a couple of bumps. We're working on that.
Okay. You are now you have John Ferris's proxy. He texted me earlier.
Okay, well, I will be leaving in 8 minutes. But
yes, I'm sorry that this has gone on. I didn't realize we would go so long. Okay. Council issues. Barry Huntington, his term expired. He is not seeking to serve. Robert Van Dyke is the only one from Region 3 who volunteered and or responded to my email to that group seeking, wanting to know who they wanted as their new representative. So since nobody objected to that, Region 3 has put forth Robert Van Dyke to replace Barry Huntington on the council. And so I need council, you guys need to approve that.
Should Barry Huntington make that motion?
I think so.
Jan Ferris seconds.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, so Robert is the new council member.
which then moves Steve Foote to the chair.
Correct. Okay. And so at our next council meeting, we can address that in terms of electing a chair-elect. And so at tab H, because I know you guys all tape this to your wall like I do, it just has the new council members in your terms of service. So the retreat, I will put together an agenda and send it out, and you guys can look at it. I think the biggest question that you know I really want to address is just what is the council's role, and what do you see your role as? Is with SWAP and UCDAA, you know, with SWAP taking an even greater role now? What is the council's role? Are we just strictly training? It's just the emails that I get, and or you know you guys may get it in your offices as well, as I think people perceive Utah Prosecution Council to be all things prosecution in the state, but I don't know that that's really our role, but should it be? And so that's one of the big areas I want to talk about, and then the other is just to do some leadership training, and I'll take care of that. So, you know, if there's other issues that you think that we need to discuss during that, please let me know. Okay, our next meeting will be in conjunction with Fall Conference.
So we're not going to do, and SWAP asked yesterday. They're meeting in August, and they wanted to know if we were going to have a meeting as well.
And SWAP and UCDA will be meeting
UCDA. Yeah,
at Wellington.
Oh, okay.
UCDA will meet at 3.
Okay.
Unless you'd rather do council meeting in August as opposed to October.
We usually, our June one is our off-site one.
Right,
and we wait for conferences, but
right,
usually,
right.
Well, September is not that big of a difference from October. But if there's not a need for an August one with the stuff that we've resolved today.
Yeah, see, I would prefer to wait until October, just because, like I said, I won't know what the carryover on the surcharge is. We won't have the final.
That'll be kind of new in August.
Yeah.
Actually, October will really have a handle.
Okay. Yeah. Meeting was scheduled August 29th. So, but
I will plan on coming to those meetings. We just won't have a council.
Okay.
Official council meeting.
So it's in our office is August 29th.
Okay.
Time hasn't been set because they didn't know what
UPC
was going to do.
Right. Okay.
Okay.
We're set. Is there anything that we need to bring up that I haven't? I think we've covered it all. Anybody have any notes or anything? Okay. All right. We didn't provide you lunch because I didn't think we would go until this late, but at least we have food for you.
You did?
I know.
It was a great fruit salad.
So just back to the IT issue. I know last time we
talked. Oh, that's right. Oh. That's why I did skip that. Yes.
Okay. I know that last time, and tried to defer to Ron on this. And I know last time Salt Lake says, well, we've got our dedicated IT guys. You've got a dedicated IT person.
And volunteered.
And we volunteered. And I went and talked with our IT folks, and they'd be willing to do that. So I guess it's one of those things where you'd kind of do an evaluation. If it were one person, then we're back in the same boat. If it were a group of people, then obviously, it could go on more. And so I don't know.
Yeah, the main thing is from journalists' point of view is that I just need to give them somebody that says we'll be back up, and if they call, they'll know who they are and just provide the support for them.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry.
I can go and train them in what they do on my end before we talk to Gerald.
So this is about Ron's backup.
Correct. Yeah.
There was some hesitation when I reported to Sim and Lisa about that for Salt Lake County to play that role. So
yeah.
I'm going to step back on
it. Okay. But I talked to our IT director, and then just they'll be happy to do that.
Your own stuff.
Right. Our e-prosecutor will be a little different from everybody else's.
I don't think it's a bad idea to have, the latent support more northern, the Utah County, step away more southern, but...
Right. We just haven't had time since April council meeting really to pursue it, and so that's, you know, that'll be something that we can report on in October as well. So as Ron, as Ron said, he can't die between now and then.
Don't let anything happen to you.
No, I've been real careful.
I appreciate that.
No skiing this summer.
Yeah.
No matter how good the snow is.
Okay.
The other issue is if, just to comment on this, I was out in Yellowstone on a vacation, and a lot of Yellowstone doesn't have any Wi-Fi or anything else. But every time I was in an area with Wi-Fi, I would check email, check the issues. Well, while I was out, you know, checking geysers or whatever.
Chasing
seeing
bears.
Uh-huh. We did see bears, by the way. It was cool. But the server actually went down.
Yeah.
For, I think it was, just, and they called in the support, who is this?
It was a couple hours.
But they did get through it, and they got it up and running. But that's an issue. If I'm not, I mean, I'm not always where I can contact. And that's the only time it's happened in the months that we've been. I mean, but just was
well.
Really an odd, if there had been somebody else, they could come, that people knew they could contact, they could get that running.
Yeah.
It probably would have taken a little less time to fix.
Connection.
Yeah.
They fixed it pretty quick.
So that's the other advantage of having somebody, because I'm not always where I can respond quickly with something like that.
Right.
And the way they work their support with us, at least, is they got a, their support people have a list of who's in, should be their contacts. And if you try to contact them without that, they will usually work it through, but it takes longer and it's a hassle. And so having a backup will be good for those types of times too. And so.
Good, okay.
So I just don't know if there's financial things to work out or just simply procedural or whatever.
They weren't looking for any compensation. So
if I could, maybe we could just, all I need is somebody to tell me it's okay and I'll start talking to whoever and we'll kind of get it set up.
I mean, you know, we'll just have to see how
to reach out to
Bob
see.
Gets off the license, annual license.
Know, exactly.
You have to have a financial
reason. Okay. Oh, one alibi. Going back to swag, is we still have t-shirts and pens and stuff, so you may, and you know, like I said, a year's worth of briefcases, so you've got to go. So if you do see some of this swag, realize I haven't bought anything else. We'll just go through what we have. Okay. Motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All in favor?
All right.
Woo-hoo. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.